streets, the hustlers and drug dealers. If you question who we be, just tell them that God with us.
We gon' take it up. I like red letters over trap beats, the fix is in.
Music blasting for the black sheep, yeah, serious. They like how you build and still breaking all their barriers.
Turn me up. DJ Focus Dice Gamble, this one for the hustlers.
This one for the CEOs that used to be the customers. Knew it was gonna be big when winning season seemed impossible. Woo! Coming live on your radio.
What they want?
That real and raw.
How they get it?
DJ Focus.
What we doing?
Making music, reaching the corner. And it's all for the kingdom.
And we gon' make sure they know it.
Woo! Coming live on your radio.
What they want?
That real and raw.
How they get it?
DJ Focus.
What we doing?
Making music, reaching the corner. And it's all for the kingdom.
And we gon' make sure they know it.
We gon' take it there. I like red letters over trap beats, the fix is in. DJ Focus, tell him turn you up. DJ Focus, tell him turn you up.
Yes, sir. Turn your radios all the way back up. It's your boy DJ Focus checking in.
Hey, and it's your girl Dice Gamble in the building checking in on this Thirsting for the Lord and His Righteousness Thursday. Thursday's a new Friday. It's almost a weekend. I cannot wait. Wake up, wake up.
Yeah, I'm grateful too as well. I can't wait either. It seemed like it's been a challenging week for us, Dice, but God is faithful and we've been getting through it. Oh. So to God be the glory, you know what I'm saying?
All the time, all the glory, all the God giving glory to God. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And I pray all our listeners, as y'all listening to us right now, I pray you woke up this morning and with your mind and you ain't got too many aches. Yeah, yeah. You should
the devil don't like it when you're mine?
Oh, no, he don't. No, he don't
stay
like it.
Stay on Jesus. He don't like
he
it.
He wants you to stay all messed up in the head and sinning. Just keep sinning. Just keep sinning.
Just keep sinning. Don't you do it.
Yeah,
don't
yeah,
y'all
yeah,
sin. Don't y'all do that.
Well, the Bible is clear when it says flee from temptation. So for all my people out here, I know it's still cuffing season and I know it's still cold outside for some of y'all. In the world. Oh, yeah, it's still. It go at least till the end of after Valentine's Day they breaking up. But it's somebody right now woke up to us, turned us on this morning. Thank you for turning us on, and
please,
we appreciate y'all listening to us. But we want you to continue to grow and get better on your own with your own Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So the psalmist said a song as we lay. You remember that song?
As we lay.
Yeah, you remember that song?
You dating yourself now, like you told me. I'm like, good grief, I haven't heard that song in a long time. Yeah.
That's a classic. You know, you done woke up and you done rolled out that bed and you looked over and you, what did you do? Yeah, you did it. Yeah. You ain't got nothing to hold. You did it. You surely did do it. So, yeah, as we lay.
I hope not. Y'all better not be sinning. Listen. Stay focused, y'all. Get married if you can.
Please.
If you can.
Yeah, please do. Well, yeah, no, please, you can, because then shouts out to the people who say they can't, because they can. Because
they can.
You participating in everything else, but the I do. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You
know, the thing is amazing at night and in the middle of the morning and, you know, creeping in this door and out that door and in the window and all that stuff. It's amazing.
creep.
Woo, thank y'all for waking up with us early in the morning. We are just teasing. Bless y'all life. We are just teasing this Thirsting for the Lord and His Righteousness Thursday.
Yeah, better.
And listen, we got a fun packed show. And thank y'all for waking up again. Another blessed day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yeah.
And listen, you need to continue to have a grateful spirit early in the morning. Listen, how you start your morning is how the rest of your day going to be. So, if you know, you're already negative, listen, pray that thing off of you right now. Just say, Father, please release this negative energy that may be over me. Why I'm in a bad mood? I should be in a blessed mood. I should be grateful that you still got a call, a purpose, and something for me to do right down here on this earth. So order my steps today and help me to get through this day. So I pray that bless somebody because I just feel like somebody woke up this morning, Dice, just a little go cranky. Ahead,
you got a shana-na-na-na-na-na in yourself.
It's a new year, Dice. We need to make sure we got a grateful spirit, and we need to start, you know, showing the love a little bit more. And, you know, it's some areas I need to get better in. So I just want to encourage people. As we grow, y'all should grow too, because I ain't the only one thinking these things and going through these things. Shouts out to everybody. We got a hot show, though. When you talk about how real it's going to get today, y'all ain't know it's going to get real, real. That real talk today, Dice, I don't know.
They had this old school song. You remember it's called "It's Real, Real in My Soul Today."
Yes.
You gotta be from old school church to know anything about that. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about that song. This is a very, very real topic. Lukewarm Christians.
Boop, 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 boop. Crickets.
Lukewarm Christians. Mm-hmm. We know y'all out there. This is a good one. This is a tough one to eat, though. I'm excited about it, though. Yeah, we gotta talk about it. Everybody's not on fire for the Lord, and it wasn't coming from me. That's the Lord himself talking about everybody's not on fire for me. So let's have a conversation about why I got on fire for you, but you're not on fire for me. So lukewarm Christians, we're going to talk about, is it okay? You know, what does the Bible say about it? You know, what does God have to say about it? Are you perhaps lukewarm? And then, you know, what happens after you realize you may be lukewarm?
Yeah. So some of y'all already know. Yeah, a lot of them know. A lot of them know. And it's okay. Because, again, I think it's the beautiful thing about growth. These are areas that we need to have these conversations. So, yeah, we can continue to grow and get better. So, yeah, keep it locked for that real talk. And shouts out to our brother. Will be joining us today on our spiritual detox. Our brother, Mr. 1K fam, representative himself, Mr. He called himself the Black Moses. Our bro, 1KP sign will be joining us today. That. He has new music he's working on and getting ready to drop a project, getting ready to go on tour too as well. Shouts out to as well. Yeah, you know, the Pray for Atlanta tour is about to go up.
So
he on that thing with Aha Gazelle as well as John Keith. And we know, of course, the headliner is 1K Few. So, yeah, we're going to get 1K P signed on today to talk about everything dope he has going on. Of course, Dice got that, quick fix for you. She got that news in 90. Right. Justin Adams will have that Faith in Sports report. And that thing has been ridiculous. Shouts out to you, Justin. You keep doing a great, great job. And I'm excited. The whole team. Shouts out to everybody. I just want to give my team some roses. They doing some great things. Dice does what she does. You already know. Dice is not going to let off the gas. Just ain't going to let off the gas. So, whether you hate it or love it, Dice always going to give you that word. She's going to give you something relevant. And listen, I promise you, she on the battlefield for the Lord. This ain't a game to her. She takes it seriously.
You got all the old school quotes. You got all the old school song quotes. I guess I'm on the battlefield.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. Go ahead.
When Mama and Nana put that thing in you, somebody prayed for me, Dice. So every now and then, again, the Spirit of God just moved. It ain't really me. It's the Spirit of God. So. Everybody, shouts out to Shar, just joining the team, just doing a great job. And we got a lot of stuff going on. So, I'm just excited for our 2024 because, 2023 was amazing, but, I don't think people are ready for 2024, but thank y'all for taking this ride with us.
Yeah.
We want to tell y'all to buckle up and get ready. That's all I can say. Buckle up and get ready.
You know what? In my wonderful studies today, I'm trying to dig deep into my word. I learned that Enoch was 365 years old.
Wow.
Before he got called home. I just want to put that in somebody's spirit. I don't know why. It seems like one of y'all wanted to know how old Enoch was.
You know, that would have been amazing if we could live like the Old Testament times when people lived for hundreds of years. Wouldn't that be amazing?
As long as I have my health, yes. If I could be 400 and look like I'm 20, I'm here.
But I think they all were. Like, they might have been.
Yeah, I think they had to be at a certain point.
Yeah. Especially
because you wouldn't have been able to live that long.
Walking with Jesus. Yeah, you was rolling with Jesus. I know Peter was in shape. Peter was always with Jesus. You know what I'm saying? He was always right there. So
yeah, they was moving. They was on the move constantly. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. So,
yeah, shout out.
Show.
Keep it locked. You're tuning to The Fix.
And The Fix is in. I'm Dice Gamble, and this is your news in 90. Black Eyed Peas' will.i.am's new startup is focusing on curating music for cars. This new technology will take essential data from the car itself, the acceleration, the braking, and will format the music that's playing in the vehicle. SoundDrive is one of the first companies to implement remixing music as a human drives a vehicle. For more information, follow I Am Will with the blue check on Instagram. And in movies, The Sound of Freedom, the low-budget, faith-based drama about battling child trafficking that was released last July, is outpacing some of the more popular movies that you know of. The likes of Batman Forever, The Fugitive, Ocean's 11, The Simpsons Movie, Lincoln, and even Jurassic Park 3 have all been surpassed in The Sound of Freedom's 6 months of being released. If you or someone you know is needing help with human trafficking, please call 1-888-373-7888 today. Again, that's 1-888-373-7888. And for the fur baby parents, make sure you stop by the store and grab your baby an extra indoor toy as it's starting to get colder outside. Please make sure to keep your pet as active as you can during the cold season. Don't be afraid to splurge on a new winter coat for the fur baby you love. I'm Dice Gamble, and this has been your News in 90.
New videos, music, articles, devos, and more. Stay connected. Get the app now so you don't miss a thing. Visit holyculture.net.
Welcome back. Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. You know what time it is. Time for our spiritual detox. And we got our brother, this 1K Famo, representing in the building with us, 1K P-Sign. What's going on, bro?
What it do? What it do? What it do? Glad to be here, man.
Man, appreciate you How pulling you up, man. Man, I'm good, man. How you?
I'm good. I'm good, man. Blessed, man. Blessed.
Welcome to the city, man. Appreciate you coming, man, through.
Glad to be here. Clearly, what it do?
Yes, sir, man. We got a lot to talk about, man. Yes, you've been busy, man. So catch us up, man, on everything you've been doing, man.
Just been working, you know what I'm saying? Working on the album, working on a few singles. I dropped the single All Black, you know, about a month or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so just working pretty much, like pushing towards the album, getting ready for tour, you know what I'm saying, with my brother. So, you know, we just been working.
Come on and talk about this All Black situation, Moses without the robe. Come on, talk about it. The meaning, break down the meaning behind it and everything that goes into this song. Shouts out to our brother DKG Kai for being the feature on it.
Oh yeah, man. My brother hopped on it. All Black is just pretty much just representing like the mentality, you know what I'm saying, we should have when it comes to representing Christ, you know what I'm saying? Because we get attacked, you know what I'm saying? We get attacked, you know, by the devil, you know what I'm saying, demons or whatever. So, you know, it's just encouragement to fight back, you know. Don't just lay down, you know what I'm saying. When the devil steals from you, go take it back, you know what I'm saying. Get with God and, you know what I'm saying, pull up on him, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then, you know, my brother DKG Kai, he jumped on there and did his thing, you know. And that's just how it came together.
Talk about how important that is, though, collaboration, because I think a lot of people fail to realize. I know you do the things with the 1K Famo, but how special is it when you get a chance to hop on, you know, have DKG Kai, and even you got a track, man, I think people are sleeping on that you were featured on with, I think his name is J Bev.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That thing right there, your verses on that was crazy too. So just talk about the importance of collaboration.
Yeah, man, I think for me, you know what I'm saying, I was in that boat, you know, feeling like I ain't just got to do a whole lot of collaborating and doing features, but I'm learning that, you know, with the networking and kind of, you know, mixing and mingling with, you know, different artists, you get presented in front of different platforms, and you know what I'm saying, you get to kind of show off your talent as well as put them in your space. So it's like, as a culturally, we grow bigger, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, it was dope, like when putting him on the song, pulled up No Problem, and we pretty much was locked in like harder after that, you know. So it built relationship as well. So
Absolutely.
You know, shout out to my boy DKG.
Yeah, shout out to him, man. Come on, man. Talk about, man, the process, man, of you just even, what's your mindset going into putting a full project together? Is this going to be an EP, a mixtape, or is it going to be an album that you're working on?
It's going to be an album. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much, like, my mindset is just trying to make sure I stay relatable and give the real, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, meeting people where they at with real life situations, and if they stuck in, you know, certain situations, they can listen to the music and, you know, get help as far as, like, encouragement, you know, and you shoot, they might find themselves in the same situation that I've been in. So a lot of my music, I like to share, you know, my real life testimonies and real life situation. I like to kind of keep it raw, you know, because I feel like we are overcomers by our testimony. So one man's testimony gonna help the next man. So pretty much putting it together, just going through and just strategically trying to make sure, like, this next album is really, you know what I'm saying, like, beneficial to as a whole, like, as far as my walk, you know what I'm saying, with God, as far as, like, my listeners and fans and family, you know, just everything.
Do you think that's something that's missing? Because one thing I think that you do very well when you talk about ministry, you are very vocal, you are very transparent. Do you think that's missing right now in the church? Do you think we're not having these real conversations or talking about real things that we're struggling with that God has maybe brought us through, or maybe we still struggling a little bit?
Yeah, that's and it's definitely missing, and that's why a lot of people, you know, getting hung up, because it's like we suffering in silence, you know what I'm saying? We fighting in silence, we fighting by ourselves, when we could really have community if we shared and opened up, like, what we going through sometimes. But it's like, just society has taught us, you don't show you weak, you don't show you, you know, you going through, because this gonna happen. People ain't gonna wanna, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, it's a real deal. Ain't no sense in putting on like you know, got it all together. Then when you crash out, they gonna leave you anyway. You know what I'm saying? Versus if you present who you are authentically, straight up forward, when you fall, sometimes you'll get grace, you know, more grace than if you was on top and you just acting like you got it all together. You know what I'm saying? So
that's good. Thanks for sharing that. And I think something else that you do very well, you connect with the streets. Can you talk about the balance and the difference in street ministry compared to church ministry? Because a lot of people are not coming outside of the church doors. Right. They're just staying stuck in the building.
Right.
But when you go in the community and you actually walk with the people,
right,
speak to that a little bit.
Right. Well, I feel like that's the most important part, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't really make music more so for the church. I do make music for them to enjoy, to probably reminisce, or if they get stuck, you know, back, you know, where they came from. But it's for the streets. It's for the people who lost, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, a lot of my music, I'm playing it to them before I even put it out, to see how they react, to see if it touched them or moved them, you know, because that's the most important. That's who we're trying to reach. We're trying to get souls. At the end of the day, that's all it's about for me, you know what I'm saying? Bringing folks to Jesus and, you know what I'm saying, just helping people as, in general, just have a better walk, you know, and relationship, because a lot of people just don't have a relationship no more. They just going through the motions, going through the process, and sometimes that ain't enough, you know. You got to have that relationship. Once you get back in that corner and, you know, you don't know what to do and you ain't got no relationship, you just going to be lost.
That's real. Yeah. Listen, DJ Focus, we got 1KP signed in the building. We got to go to a quick break. We're coming right back with more. Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix. You know The Fix is in. Welcome back. Welcome back, DJ Focus. Listen, still got 1KP signed. Kicking it with us. So come on, man. One thing I think that we got to talk about, man, that I think a lot of black men, especially in our culture, we're going to talk to the black culture for a minute, specifically black men.
Yeah.
Why do you think we struggle with, like, really addressing mental health issues when you talk about, you know, the black men not even thinking that they have issues? I'm not saying everybody does, but I think a lot of, you know, and you can talk from the pastors down to the fathers, to the grandfathers. Why do you think that's such a struggle for men to be vulnerable and say, you know what, maybe I do need to go get some therapy. Maybe I do need some spiritual counseling for some issues that I may be dealing with, depression, suicide, hope, you know, PSD.
Right.
Like, you can go down the list.
Right,
you know? Why do you think mental health is such a taboo thing for black men?
Yeah, I think because we are taught you know, we were taught to that's being strong. You know, not like I said, sharing what you're going through, not, you know, vocalizing and talking to people about your problems, because we so used to, if I tell this person, they're going to put my business out. You know what I'm saying? If I share this, you know, it's going to air my, like, even in our families, that's, you know, black culture, like, you, anything in this house, stay in this house. So, you know what I'm saying? You ain't, you can't, you, we were taught to just keep it bottled up. But I think now a lot of, you know, people are learning to talk, you know what I'm saying, to deal with it, that it is really mental health that we are dealing with, you know what I'm saying, and we need to kind of fix, because it's like you really would go and not know that you need to talk to somebody until you just start, you know, crashing out, you know, with certain things. But it's like you just, this part of life, this is just how I'm supposed to feel. When you could really have freedom if you was to talk to somebody, share, have a brother, sister of accountability, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, so.
No, that's good. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah. I know something else is tough, and definitely I want to salute you, man. I know you have served our country, man.
Yeah.
That's something else that always breaks the church up.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on church and politics, specifically when they talk about political race, when it comes around? Why do you think the church is always so divided, either you're Republican or Democrat? I thought we were believers first. I mean, why do you think it's always an issue?
I just feel like, because, I mean, I feel like my personal view is just, you know, it's supposed to be the church, period. We are supposed to be the leaders. But it, over time, it has been digressed, and then it becomes, like, as far as politically, like, a debate, which I don't like to get into it, because I just feel like it got to be relationship with God. You know what I'm saying? God led, God everything. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like I tell people all the time, if you study something enough and try to flip it, you'll make it believable. Anything, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, to not get lost in today's world, because, like, even with church politics, it's just like, you'll get lost. There's so much information out there that, you know, you just got to trust in God. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I take on that.
No, I appreciate you sharing that, man. Like I say, I want to salute you. Thank you for serving.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think if anybody should have a say on it, should be people that have served.
Right.
Yeah, because, listen, I want to salute you. So I definitely want to give you a rose for that, man.
Yeah.
Where do you think we at, man? Come on, talk about, man, this genre, this small little genre that we building up, Christian hip-hop. Sonically, where do you think we are right now?
I feel like we still building. We making some noise, of course, right now. You know what I'm saying? I feel like these next couple of years are going to be very vital to where we, our growth in the future. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to the artists, what we putting out, and, you know, how we moving. But, you know what I'm saying, in the space right now, I feel like it's a whole lot of opportunity. It's a whole lot of, you know, It's a whole lot of everything. I feel like God is blessing us right now, and so I'm excited about it.
Do you think it's enough unity in hip hop, especially when you talk about Christian hip hop? I know you are part of 1K Famo, and you might have different opportunities than other artists. I'm just being honest, because you connected, and ain't nothing wrong with that. Baby ain't fair. But do you think that there's a lack of unity sometimes in CHH when you talk about people collaborating with everybody?
I feel like when people say unity, they get it misconstrued, like, with just, you know, I think the word and the true meaning of unity is kind of messed up in the space, because it's like, just because I'm not walking with you every day, that don't mean I'm not in tune with you. That don't mean I'm not supporting you. That don't mean I don't like what you're doing, or in other conversations I'm not saying your name. You know what I'm saying? But in the space right now, it's like, if I'm not clicked up with you, I'm not in unity with you. And that ain't true. That don't mean that just because I'm not, you know, pulling up everywhere you at, that I'm not, you know, in unity with you. Like, but we all have, we're supposed to be having the same, you know, goal, which is leading people to God, leading people to Christ. So, you know, I just feel like people get mixed up. And once you get caught up in all that, that's when you lose it. You know what I'm saying? When you lose the purpose behind it, the goal, I feel like that's what it is. It's like, a lot of people say, oh, they don't mess with us, or I don't mess with them. Like, It ain't about that. It's about God. Like I'm not here for people. I'm not here to make friends. You know, I'm here on a mission. You know, I'm a soldier. You know what I'm saying? I'm called to do something. And if you called to do that same thing, you're going to be on the same. So we gonna connect anyway. Like, even with me and bro, you know what I'm saying? We was doing our thing, you know, when we how we linked up. He was doing what he was doing, I was doing what I was doing, but we just kept on kind of running into each other. And then we seen that we was on the same mission. And that's how it kind of blew up as to where we at today. So, you know, that's my take on it. But I'm excited, man.
Do you think it's a disconnect between some of the vets? I know you've had the chance to, you know, work with some of the KJOs and some of the OGs. Do you think sometimes it's a disconnect between some of the young up-and-coming and the OGs?
I think it's a disconnect. I think you got to know when to pass the baton. Like, I think you just got to know when it's your time. Not to just stop, but to just look at the culture and understand where you at and who you are in the culture to push up the next, you know, generation, you know, the next artist or whatever. You know, I feel like we do get a lot of love. We do get a lot of support from the vets, you know what I'm saying? But I do think it's like it could be more. It could be a harder push, a bigger push, and we could be further.
When it's all said and done, what you want the people to remember you by, man? When you finally say, when you give it up, you ain't rapping no more. What do you want your mark to be on your artist?
I want my mark to be like, you can go to listen to any song that I've ever put out and get something from it. You know what I'm saying? Even when I'm going on, you know what I'm saying, years and years, I want it to be something. I don't want it just to be, oh, it was just music. I want it to be deep. I want you to be able to listen to the music and still get the message, let it be relatable to whatever you may be going through. You know what I'm saying? I just want to always, you know, be known as somebody who cared about souls, cared about what, you know, the mission was at hand. And, you know what I'm saying, that just represented Christ the best way I knew how, authentically as myself, you know what I'm saying? Not trying to put on, not trying to impress people, because that's where you get lost too, you know what I'm saying? You get lost trying to do it. Oh, it's working for him. He's doing this, he's doing that. So I switch up and I do what he doing, and all the people that were following me and that were being blessed by me, they get lost because, like, they're like, that was blessing me. So that's what I had to learn. I had to learn, like, God got specific people for everybody. So, and we're all needed. All our talents are needed. So it's just like, you got to be true to who you are, who he calls you to be, and you got to stand on business with that. So.
Man, that's fire, man. Yeah, so. Listen, what's next? I know we're going on tour, but can we expect a single? Are you looking to drop a single before this tour?
Yeah, I'm definitely dropping a single before the tour. You know what I'm saying? It's coming. It's on the way. I'm working on that right now. You know what I'm saying?
Any special collab on, or is it just you?
It's up in the air right now. It's up in the air. Like, so we just kind of trying to see what we... The final, you know what I'm saying, put together. But it may be a collab, maybe not. Okay. You know, we're just trying to see where we at right now with it. As far as, like, what's the best next move for me as an artist, period. Okay. Because that's what we're going to do with.
Come on, how many bangers you got in? I know you probably got about, ain't no telling how many bangers you got on the show. Man. When can we expect the project? Maybe early summer?
Yeah, spring. I'm thinking spring. Okay. You know, springtime, like, springtime, if not before, just... Just because I got songs. It's just I'm my biggest critic. Like, so I just I be having to get over myself. You know what I'm saying? And really just hear from God and let him pick and choose what to put together. So
that's what's up, man. Yeah. Listen, 1KP Sign. Tell the people how they connect with you, following all your social media platforms, and introduce your latest single.
Man, I'm definitely everywhere on our platforms at 1KP Sign. Everywhere, you know what I'm saying? YouTube, Spotify, everything, 1KP Sign. My latest singles, man, All Black featuring DKG Kai, man. Y'all go check that out, man, and let me know what y'all think.
Keep it locked. You're tuning to The Fix. You know The Fix is in.
Yeah.
Submissions are always open for artists, and we are not hard to find. Holyculture.net/submissions.
Welcome back. Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source for faith infused hip hop, R&B, and poetry. And it's time to get real in these streets, Dice. And, get right, church, and let's go home. I'm just going to. Sometimes, you know, you got to sing the old hymns to usher in the spirit of the Lord. You just want to usher in the spirit of the Lord. We got one for him today, don't we, Dice? We got one for him today.
They say, I'm going home on the morning train. Mm-hmm. I'm going home on the morning train. Okay. This is this is tough. Signs of a lukewarm Christian. So, are you lukewarm today? My goodness. Oh, man.
Shouts out to Ayers Ford. I saw I think she did an Instagram or a TikTok video, and she did some form of a skit just talking about lukewarm Christians, and she gave some different examples. So that's what kind of sparked my attention and said, let me look into this. And yeah, we came up with this article. And of course, you know, I have enough personal experience with myself because I've been lukewarm at a place. Oh yeah. Well, you know, if we be real with ourselves and as we go through this list, I think we've all can identify with something on this list and know that, you know, it's something that either we're in the midst of the struggle or we just flat out doing it. Let's be very clear. Cause that's the way I gauge things. Like, all right, when you talk about these things, and we're talking about today, we're talking about, are you a lukewarm Christian? That's what we're talking about today. You know, when you talk about the transformation process, when you talk about trying to be a new creation in Christ, this thing is tough. Let's be very clear, because that's why I say submission was one of the things I constantly was battling with all the time with God. God would constantly show me, you ain't submitting to me, son. You know you're supposed to be doing this. I already showed you 8 times you're supposed to be doing this. I already showed you 8 times you're supposed to get this up. And I promise you, stubborn, prideful, fighting it. So yes, I ain't gonna act like I'm perfect over here. I am not perfect. I don't consider myself a lukewarm Christian, but I do understand that there are a lot of lukewarm Christians out here. So yeah, I thought this was good to talk about.
But these people don't think they lukewarm, Focus, because the average Christian nowadays is lukewarm. Shots fired. Everybody ducks. Boop, boop, boop. I'm being honest. We talk about it all the time on the show. I've said it before. If you don't love Jesus the way I love Jesus, and I'm not perfect, but everybody know how I get down. We're not going to be friends very long. Because if you're not ready for the turn up, I just can't. I'm just at a different place in my life. And to your point, we've all probably been that lukewarm Christian at some point of time. If you've been on fire for the Lord since you gave yourself to God, I don't know who you are. You might be an angel from heaven or CC Winans. Because that's the only people I can think of right now, you know, that, you know, have been on fire. But the church has gotten a little lukewarm at times. So I'm just... You know how you know? Okay, let me put it in context. This is how you know only half of Christians are on fire for God. Is because when you really see a sermon or hear a sermon or see a pastor preach or hear a pastor preach, it sticks with you. That's how you know. And how often do you see that? Now, I'm not talking about those of us who happen to go to amazing churches who our bishop or our pastor, they preach. You know, they just bring down the house every week. I'm talking about when you hear that sermon, it just stands out. And you're like, oh, yeah, yeah. But when you leave on Sunday, you know, when you go to work on Monday, everybody that ain't filled and fueled and on fire like that. So that's what I'm saying. Don't sit up here and DM me talking about, oh, you done said about half Christians, they lukewarm. Yes, I said it. I didn't just say it. The Bible says it. So it ain't just me. This has been thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. Jesus said it. It's a red letter whole vibe. Jesus said it, not me. He said, listen, you need to pick a side because I'm spewing you out of my mouth. Either you're going to be some delicious iced tea or some hot coffee. But if you in the middle, I don't want you. Like, I'm not saying it. Jesus said it. So don't get mad at me. Oh, where is it? Okay. Revelation 3.
Revelation 16 through 19.
What they say at church. Ready? Read. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and I do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy gold. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so you can become rich, and white clothes too, so you can wear and cover your shameful nakedness, to and the salve to put on your eyes so that you can see. Those whom I love, I rebuke and I discipline. So be earnest and repent. But God is saying, you think you all that because you got something, but that's not it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't doing that. You ain't busting a grape, is what my grandma used to say. You ain't busting a grape. You know what I'm saying? And you ought to be ashamed, you know, but that's why I'm giving you this, you know, yeah, you put some clothes on and cover up yourself. You know, like, you are a hot mess, but you needed some ointment on your eyes so you can see. And he's just saying, Jesus said this, I got to rebuke you. I love you. So I have to check you with that. Like, you need to honestly repent. You need to repent because I have given you the ability to acquire all these things, is what he's trying to say. But you're doing the most. You acting like you really doing something. You ain't doing nothing. So you should be on fire for Christ, the one who has given you the ability to get wealth. You know, you should be on fire for God, the one who's given you your whole soul, strength, your body, your ability, you know, put you here. So yeah, don't be bragging on this other stuff. You know, like, it's disgusting. And so anybody that say, I will vomit you, do you know that feel? You know how disgusting you have to be? Disgusted you have to be of something to throw it up? Like to spit you up to, I can't even swallow that. So the story you're trying to give me right now about you you being on fire, I can't even swallow that. Like, yeah, no, I'd rather spit that out and waste it on the ground. All that, whatever you thought you was bringing to the table right now is vomit to me. And vomit is gross. Nobody likes to vomit. Nobody even likes to hear that. Some people get sick just hearing the sound of somebody about to spit something out, you know? But I'm just saying, how offensive are you to God when you're not on fire for God? Like, he's just trying to show you, like, the most gross, I can't even, it's crazy because your body is the one pushing that out. You're not even doing it. It's just like, man, no, that's disgusting of you guys that you want to run around here thinking that you all that. And come on now. So we need to be on fire for God, is all I'm trying to say. And Jesus said that. Jesus is saying, not me, not focus, not dice. It's like Christ says, hot or cold, take your pick. Take your pick. Do one or the other. Either don't do nothing or be on fire, but don't be in the middle, because in the middle is where it's all muddled and it's a gray area and people are confused when they come to your Facebook, Instagram, X, Twitter pages, and they like, well, they look like they secular, but they look like they saved. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? When you meet the pastor and, you know, every other word is a cuss word, but you know he's filled with the word. You're confused. You're confusing people. Stop confusing people. You know, so how to code in or out. Yeah.
How to code in and out. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about that sold out part for a minute, because I think that's what a lot of people will argue. What does it mean to be sold out for Christ? So when you talk about total devotion, being sold out and on fire for Christ, you need to be fully devoted to putting him at the center of your life and making decisions that align with what his principles are and walk in that. And I think a lot of people, they run past that. And then, to your point, Dice, when you talk about being a bold witness, like, we need to stop being watered down Christians. We need to show that for Christ we live, for Christ we die, unafraid to share our faith, unafraid to speak up when things are happening. Listen, we do it all the time on the show. Again, we ain't perfect, but no, ain't nobody gonna talk about our Lord and Savior, our Papa. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody gonna be blasphemous and think it's gonna creep by the fixed. And y'all know, yeah, we interview with a lot of artists, entertainers, athletes, and a lot of different spaces. And again, we're building relationships with them. So now we can hold them accountable. So when we're ready to ask the tough questions, we can ask them. So yeah, of course, that's why we do a lot of the tough interviews we do here. But no, we are always bold witnesses for Jesus Christ. That's what it means to be sold out, at least in my book. No, we ain't running away from these hard conversations. We definitely ain't going to deny them. So you might as well come on and, if you pull yours before I pull mine, you go pray about it. But just being sold out, though, that's what a lot of people argue about. What does being sold out mean?
I think sold means, you know, I am sold out. My mind is made. Sold out. Listen, people sang that song with they soul because that's what it means. But it's almost like going to a food court and you know how you smell something good and you're like, oh, that smell good. And then we got an affinity for Chinese food. So if we ever go to a food court and there's something that's being freshly chopped up or whatever, we float that way.
That orange chicken ain't fair.
Listen, you float right on over there, right? And then it's almost like if I get over here and I'm like, ooh, what y'all sell the most of? And they'll be like, oh, whatever. You like, so is, like you just brought up the orange chicken. Is the orange chicken good? It's okay. I don't want it. Because you're telling me it's okay. Yeah. Now, if you was like, yo, this is the best. What? You ain't never had this. What? You ain't going to be able to get this nowhere. We make it fresh. It's been marinating for 3 days. Like, the oranges came all the way from Taiwan. I'm telling you, this orange chicken right here, is, you might as well get two. Like, if somebody starts talking to you like that, you're like, okay, well, give me three, right? And put one in a to-go box because you done sold me. But if you're like, it's all right. I mean, McDonald's is over there too. They sell chicken. You probably get an orange dip sauce. Like, yeah, if you just in the middle, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if God has blessed you and you have given your life to Christ and God has brought you through, you walking in his grace and mercy, like, you know that you sit at the right hand of the Father. If he's delivered you and he's performed miracles in your life, when somebody asks you about God, you need to be all the way up. You need to be all the way up. This is not a middle. Because here's the deal. You never know. You might be affecting a person's life and legacy and your story by you telling them your testimony, you know, how you've overcome by the blood of the Lamb. You know, you sharing that testimony with them could determine what happens for the rest of their generation of however long they get to live on this earth, the next generation in their life, the next generation in their grandchildren's 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 grandchildren. Just because you, when they ask you about God, you turned all the way up. Like, look, let me tell you, ain't nothing better than Jesus. Okay. Let me tell you how he brought me through, brought me out, who I used to be, what I used to do. You can go Google me and you're going to see the Lord has delivered me. He will set you free, heal you. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you tell them the truth about God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. When you're not lukewarm, that could literally change and affect their whole legacy. So it's like, yeah, that's why Jesus is like, you make me sick with that. Please don't do that. Hot or cold. Like, either say you love me or you hate me. But pick a side. Ain't gonna be no middle. You know, there ain't no middle with this stuff. Anyway, we gotta go to break.
Yeah. We're talking about it. Lukewarm Christians.
Yeah.
We're going to a quick break. We're coming right back with more. Keep it locked. You're tuning to The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Welcome back, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix in the middle of this real talk conversation today. We're just talking about it, lukewarm Christians. And I know, you know, I think a lot of believers are lukewarm, Dice, because they don't want to sacrifice to live right. It took a lot of sacrifice, Dice, to change your life. I'm being honest with you. When I first really made my dedication, my rededication to God, man, I was fighting off all these demons. I didn't even realize how many real demons I really was fighting until I really got into my word. I really started praying for understanding and wisdom and really understanding how not only wisdom, praying for wisdom, but also discernment and how to move. And when, especially when I started saying, God, you order my steps, that spirit, man, started fighting me so much. Mm. I was like, I promise you, I used to joke with my wife. I'd say, like, it's voices in my head now all of a sudden. That ain't never been there. Like, I had never, like, second-guessed myself or even thought twice. I was one, if I thought it, I just did it. I just reacted to it. I didn't even think about the outcome. And seriously, I'm just being honest. Mm. But once I got in my words, start reading more, studying more, yeah, God really showed me that when you talk about being a lukewarm Christian, a lot of people are struggling in this area because you have to put your personal desires and your comforts and pretty much to the side, like almost give them a back seat. And you have to be willing to submit to God and listen to hear from God. And not only listen and hear from God, but you talk about it all the time when you talk about sacrificial living.
Come on now.
Serve others. Serve others.
Please serve others.
How many of us are not serving others? And that helps with the continuing growth when you talk about being on fire from God, hearing from God, being in purpose, as well as participating in the community, which is the local church, your local community, being a part of it. All these things help you to get out of and break that, being that lukewarm Christian, to being no, you're not just a, you know, a hearer of the word, but you actually a doer of the word. So yeah, I know, listen, I wanted to share that with the people because it blessed me and it got me out of that little funk to where I was, you know, all smelling myself, as my mom would say, oh, you smelling yourself. You think you got it all figured out, huh? Yeah. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Yeah. So yeah.
No, I love that. I love that. I know people think it's hard doing the right thing. When you start to get blessed by God and you see how God blesses you and protects you, you'll just start to lean more toward the right thing. But it's not natural from a human standpoint. You have to have the Holy Ghost. Like, you ain't going to be out here just... Anyways, I just wanted to bring that up, that it does take an extra spirit for you to do the right thing. And that's why we need God. But let's talk about this lukewarmness. If you meet a Christian who don't do nothing outside of their life, nothing to, you know, show that they actually believe in God, or they're furthering the gospel, or they're ministering or serving somewhere, or, you know, encouraging people. Like, if you have Christian quote unquote friends and y'all have conversations and they never say anything holy or never anything uplifting or never share with you what God is doing in their life, or question it, because you should be sharing your faith with your friends, your neighbors. You know, you guys should be having conversations. You should be getting excited about God. I get excited. Like, we literally each week, especially with us praying, like, we just start expecting God to do things. We stay pregnant in the spirit on something. You know, just expecting God to deliver whatever that baby looks like later on. You know, like, we should be living by faith, you know, and there just should be a power that rests in Christians. Like, when we meet each other, that's why the Bible says, hey, when two or three are gathered, it's a problem. I'm talking about healing, deliverance, calling things down from heaven. Like, I am there in the, I'm there. When God say, if two or three of you are there, I'm there. What are we talking about? Now it's the party. Now we can really get something done. So that's why I'm like, it's important not to have a lukewarm Christian around you, because you might really be needing somebody to pray for you. I can't count how many times I'm like, oh God, please pray for me. Like, walking out on stage, I mean, many a day of me just being shook with fear, or I felt sick, or I felt like, oh, my I'm losing my voice. Like, I'd be like, hey, can you just, and I'm talking in that 5 minute span, my life just turned around, because there were people around me who were on fire for God, and they just refused for the enemy to get any glory. They're like, God gonna get all the glory out of this. You understand what I'm saying? So here we go. So I'm like, it benefits us to not be lukewarm, and not just because, you know, not just because we shouldn't just be lukewarm. Jesus said, don't be lukewarm. like the one who died for your sin. Do you think Jesus lukewarmly got on the cross? Like, he like, I got to do this. You know what I'm saying? I got to do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't lukewarmly go to hell and take the keys. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't just do that. Like, it was a whole conversation. And, so we I don't know, man, we just got to put some respect on what we get to do as Christians and how far God has brought us through. And our lives should be a reflection of his grace, and we should be excited about God. That's why I'm like, I don't know. I'm not down for a lukewarm Christian. Like I said, we can't be friends. That's fine. You're a Christian. I'll see you in heaven. But on this earth, I can't work with you if you're not all the way up concerning the things of God. Like, it's even people now, folks, that we have run across in different circles. And I've said some things before. I'd be like, I can't do it. They're not up. They're not all the way up. They on something else, which is weird to me, because I'm like, man, all glory to God over here. You know, yes. Yeah. People talk about the fix. Oh, y'all always trying to check somebody. Oh, y'all always so strict. Yes. Because there's issues out here that people aren't addressing. And you think when Jesus was roaming the earth, everybody was pro-Jesus? Everybody wasn't team Jesus? Because Jesus was rebuking people. They're saying, listen, you're not doing this the way we actually designed it. So here's some instruction. Yeah, and they were lukewarm Christians then, and they're lukewarm Christians now. But those who ended up being radical and following Christ, listen, they sitting right up there with him. So,
absolutely. And I'm excited because, listen, I am looking to get better this year in some areas. Mm. You talk about it, Dice, personal growth. So it's some things just on my personal list that I know I've been struggling with that I'm going to get better this year at. The devil is a lie.
What?
And his cousin and all the, everybody down
everybody,
there.
Everybody. They all lying.
And you know what's going to help me get those things right, those struggles right, and turn those things around so it can be a new testimony for others?
What?
I'm going to align my thought process with biblical principles.
Well,
I'm getting in that word. Listen, eat that word. That's what's going to help. When you talk about being able to, yes, align your actions with biblical principles, we need to seek God on a higher level. We need to understand that all of the teachings we have from Jesus Christ, shouts out to the red letters in the Bible, will help you. It will build you. And listen, all you need to do is have passion and dedication for change. If you have that, you got that passion, and you dedicate the time to studying, to reading, to grow, you can't help do nothing but change.
Right.
You can't do nothing but help to change, seriously. Because, yeah, as you start, you know, dedicating your time and your passion, reading, studying, praying, hearing from God, you're going to start switching your circle up.
Ooh.
You're going to start switching your actions up to what you're doing. Things you had been doing for a long time, you're going to stop doing them because you're going to say, you know what? That don't represent Christ the right
way.
I want to be sold out. I want to represent Christ everywhere I go. Again, listen, we are not perfect by no form of fashion. We are in this process just like y'all. It's an everyday fight.
Yeah.
It's an everyday battle. And we're going to fight and run this good race. Because we called the greatness. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for calling us the greatness.
Thank you, God. Yep.
That's it. We got to go to a break. Listen, don't be a lukewarm Christian.
Don't you be.
Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Holy Culture Radio is operated by the Core Link Solution, a 501c ministry dedicated to empowering people to reach their potential. If you feel led to contribute to this mission, visit www.holyculture.net/donations.
A God surprise is that God shows up with the touch in old age, in the midst of battling disease, even in our naive moments when you've been skipped over or shut out. God shows up in the darkness or in needing to get the job done. In strange places or in the middle of rejection, God appears through the sorrow and the letdown, or when wrestling with rejection in the middle of the night. God is there when you're going through or feeling small and incapable. God is present in that place you never expected he could or would, in the weak moments, in the broken ones too, when you don't know what to do. God appears, God comes through, God is there. When you lack the knowledge or qualifications, through the embarrassment, through the shame, loss and letdowns, through whatever is unfair or when war is raging, a God surprise is that God shows up. God is present. I'm Dice Gamble, and this has been your Quick Fix.
Yes, sir. That's a certified banger. Shouts out to our brother when I tell you, it's so much new music out. It's so much good music. That was George Rose, though, with that Augla rhythm. Definitely so proud of him. We've been building with him for a while, Dice, and I just remember when he first started off and was just producing and then started off singing, rapping, doing his thing. Then he got into dancing and just being a whole. He's an all-around production. And that's what I'm going to call him. Yeah, he is. You got his way. He can produce the song. He can write the song. He can perform the song. And he can dance and entertain if he needs to do anything live in person. So shouts out to you, George. That new track you got out is a banger. And we just appreciate you, brother. And played Stevie Rizzo before that, too, as well as played, also played some Bree Babineau. Listen, that's it for today. Thank y'all for waking up. Thank y'all for rocking with us and tuning in. That real one was real today, hun, Dice. Just want to talk about lukewarm Christians a little bit, huh?
Well, you know, they need to get right, Churchill. Let's go home. You know what I mean? Like, we got to continue to get better. And, that's just one way that we continue to get better is just saying, hey, let's do some self-analyzation. Am I lukewarm? Am I excited about my salvation? Am I excited that Christ died for me? Am I excited that I'll be in eternity with him? Am I excited that I'm healed, forgiven, and set free? Like, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes we need to go revisit our moment of connection to kind of keep that excitement going and to be on fire for the Lord, because that's what draws people, you know, is us testifying about the goodness of God. So we got to keep that up, and everybody can get better doing that. Everybody. Even me. So that's why I'm like, I love it. And, you know, Jesus said he don't want you lukewarm. So it ain't focus saying it. It ain't Dice saying it. Okay. It's Jesus himself. Okay. He don't like cold coffee. I mean, you know, he might like cold coffee, but he don't like lukewarm coffee. This is the point here. As nobody else does either. Same thing with tea. We don't like it. Hot or cold. Take your pick.
Yeah, make a decision. Please spew make a decision. Make a decision.
Spew you out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Listen, that's it. We got to get out of here. But listen, go out and be great today, but you better tap in tomorrow, because y'all know how we do it every single Friday. It's a whole situation. First off, we got the winning prescription. We got 10 new bangers. We're going to get in your spirit. And y'all have been going crazy with these comments up under the post and DMing us.
Oh,
shouts out to all the artists who have been sending us music and music.
Come on now.
Asking how you can get on the winning prescription. Listen, I promise you, there is no method of madness to it. You just send us music. And as Dice and I listen to music, we're going to put it in rotation. If it's a hit, if we feel like it's something that fits not only what we play here on the station, but also just speaks to a ministry part of it where we can talk about it and how it can help heal and just help shift some of our thoughts and our paradigms, because that's what we need. We need a paradigm shift in how we think, Dice. And I think we'll have a better relationship with God. And 2024 is the year to change. So it's put up or shut up. So that winning prescription going to be crazy. We got 10 new songs again. And y'all know our little sis going to join us. Char Love Jones. Shouts out to her. She will be joining us tomorrow for the winning. For the unsaid truth. You know that thing is controversial and it's edgy. That one we had last week, if y'all missed it last week, we talked about the tithe in the storehouse. Where's the tithe?
Uh-huh. And how you should bring yours into the storehouse.
If you missed that combo, you definitely want to tap in tomorrow.
Tomorrow it's gonna be amazing, and she's doing a great job, man, and she's definitely challenging even my thoughts. Girl, you're challenging me now. You're making me dig into my Bible. Making me dig, and I'm all right with that. It is a good thing. She's killing it.
Shouts out to our sis. We're super proud of her. She's killing it. That's it. We're gonna get out of here. We're gonna see y'all tomorrow, same time, same place. Listen, if you're not following us on social media platforms, please follow us at The Fix Radio Show. That's DAFIXX Radio Show on all social media handles. We got tons of YouTube content out there for y'all. Please like, comment, subscribe, and put that notification on, so that way when we drop these new spiritual detoxes on the YouTube channel, you can watch them. I know y'all be listening all the time, but y'all like to watch too as well. So come on and come into our world.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. We're going to see y'all tomorrow, same time, again, same place. As always, remember to stay focused on turning your negative into a positive. Jesus Christ is always the answer. Kingdom advancement should always be the goal. The fix is in. We out.
Peace, y'all.